Yes, it is, and it's a very warm welcome to Crystal Matthew, a local primary school English teacher. Hello.
Hello, Dave.
It's good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. Now, tell us, you're a teacher.
Yes.
Very young, hey?
Thank you.
How long have you been doing teaching for?
26 years.
Wow, that is a long time.
Yes, hey? It is.
And you specialise in what? English, is it? English?
Yes, I teach English and mathematics.
Whoa, blimey. I'd be good with the English, the maths. I think I'd be a lost cause to you.
I can help you with that.
Oh, I doubt it. I was never very, very good. But anyway, which school are you at, if you don't
mind? I am teaching at Glen Hills Primary School, and we are based in Stanger.
Okay, and how long have you been there for?
I have been there for 21 years.
Oh, it's almost like a steady job, isn't it? Hey?
Yes, it is.
Good. Do the kids love you?
Yes, and I love them.
Really?
Unconditionally.
Is it very difficult to not find a favourite? You know, when you're teaching. I suppose
it's,
you do.
Really, it's don't. Very difficult.
Yeah?
I think all teachers have their little favourites.
Okay. Now, Story Slam KZN. It's an event that I absolutely know nothing about. I didn't Google it. I thought I'd let you spill the beans. So, first of all, what is Story Slam all about?
Story Slam is a fundraising event which contributes to the DKS Scholarship Fund. DKS are the initials of three family members who have initiated this scholarship fund. As a collective, they have shared their passion for education and have highlighted the importance to help learners at a high school. At the Story Slam KZN event this month, there will be five speakers who will share their five stories of 5 minutes duration each. Their stories must be true and must have happened to them, to a live audience.
That's not long, is it?
Five minutes. It's not very long.
It really is not long at all. I thought you were going to say at least like 15, 20. But if they go over five, is there a big problem with that?
I don't think it would be a big problem.
I don't think so either. But, you know, in saying that, 50 minutes would be a bit too long.
Yes,
well.
It will be.
Do you want to mention the speakers and who they're going to be?
Okay,
the
speakers are, I am one of the speakers, yeah. But they are available on the website for the public to view.
Okay.
And for further perusal and information about the DKS Scholarship Fund and who it actually assists, the information is available on their website at www.dksscholarshipfund.org.za for online literature.
Now, how did you get selected as a speaker? You're smiling now. Hey, that's like a nice big feather in your cap, really, isn't it?
It is. Well, this is quite an interesting story. I am a member of the Bellito Book Readers Club. And our club meet once a month on the third Sunday of every month, and we are a very united club which includes authors and aspiring readers. So this club includes many people, and we are led by a very kind-hearted academic, a very kind-hearted soul and member of the Book Readers Club, had recommended me to the organizers of Story Slam KZN, after which I was invited to be a speaker at the event. And I was very ecstatic thereafter. So I began preparing immediately. And I'm very excited to share my story.
It still amazes me that it's just 5 minutes. I mean, we've been chatting for 5 minutes now, and
yes.
It's done, dusted, and it's gone.
Yes.
Okay, so you've obviously rehearsed this, I would imagine.
More
than once.
Yes, many times.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be fantastic. Now, who benefits from the fundraiser?
The beneficiaries of the DKS Scholarship Fund are learners from an all-boys school based in Durban North. These learners are actually groomed to become better fathers, better mentors to their families when they grow. And we are actually encouraging them to become better community leaders as well. This is a 5-year mentorship program, which is funded by the DKS Scholarship Fund. The aim of this fund is to mold these young men into fine gentlemen.
Just like me.
Just like you, Dave.
There's not many of us left.
Not many.
Okay.
But we are grateful to you.
Now, is there any information you want to share for guests who are willing to attend the event? And is there a cost for people to attend the event?
Yes. Well, the 18th series of the Story Slam events will be held on Thursday, this Thursday, the 26th of March, 2026. And the cost per ticket is 100 rands.
That's all right, isn't it?
That's absolutely affordable, I would think. And guests are allowed to come in from 5 o'clock onwards because they can order their drinks and dinner if they so desire to have dinner at the venue. And it will be hosted by Butcher and Wine and the St. Ives restaurants at the Salt Rock City opposite Dunkirk Estate.
All right, now I don't know that restaurant. Is it
It is a lovely restaurant and delicious food.
Okay. Nothing. Nice wine, good food, and great speakers.
Everything is good there.
It sounds like a brilliant night to me. Plenty of parking, I would imagine,
yes,
as well. Yes. Okay.
Yes. A suggestion would be for those who are attending the Story Slam is that they are advised to pre-book their tickets for the next show because Story Slam events are very popular and many people like to attend our events because of the ambiance and the entertainment that is offered. So there is generally a waiting list for our events.
Wow.
So a good rule of thumb is to pre-book your seat to avoid any disappointment thereafter.
How many people does the venue hold?
Approximately 220.
And do you think you'll have a full house this coming Thursday?
I have been told that we have a full house.
That is amazing.
Yes, it is.
It really, really is.
It is.
And that money specifically raised that night, how will that be used and utilized?
That money will be sent to the DKS Scholarship Fund, and it will be used to fund learners who cannot afford educational supplies. You know, Dave, I would like to say that as an educator, we experience so many financial constraints at state schools.
Yes.
Sometimes money is received late. Sometimes it's not received at all, which places many challenges on us as educators and our school managers. Therefore, it is important for educators, and I would like to use this platform to encourage everyone in education to grasp every opportunity to contribute to any organization that is funding education, especially in state schools. Because apart from the actual usual issues that we experience, for example, bullying, peer pressure, you know, there are other negative external factors, for example, the unemployment in parents. And some parents cannot afford uniforms. Some of them cannot even afford to send a packed lunch to school for their children, which is very sad. How does a learner concentrate without having a meal during the course of the day? And schools are now looking at external sponsors to fund these initiatives.
All right. So if there's an external sponsor who's keen to get on board, how would they go about that? Would there be a website or would there be a phone number maybe?
Yes. Well, the school needs to approach the external sponsors and highlight the area in which is of need.
Okay.
And thereafter, the sponsors can agree or not, and we can take it from there.
All right. So it starts six?
It starts, the event starts promptly at 7 o'clock.
Oh, 7 o'clock.
Seven o'clock, and the patrons can come in from 5 o'clock onwards, order their drinks and dinner.
Sure.
And after dinner, the event will begin.
Fantastic. And I presume there's going to be gaps in between each speaker. If not, then it's going to go very, very quickly.
Yes, it will. I'm sure there are gaps in between.
Okay. Well, listen, you've done amazingly well on the radio. We're going to audition you to be a radio presenter.
Oh, thank you very much,
what do you
Dave.
I am just
a humble school teacher.
Well, I'm sure your speech, your five-minute speech, is going to be absolutely amazing.
So. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for this invitation and opportunity to be a guest at Radio 88 FM.
Absolute
I am forever
pleasure.
Grateful to share this information on your platform.
Absolute pleasure. And we'll keep promoting the events for you as they continue throughout the year.
Thank you so much, Dave. Have a lovely afternoon.
Have a good one. Let me know how it goes, won't
I
you?
I will do so.
Okay.
Thank you so much.